Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my radio show, Love Your Music. I'm Margot Jody Nader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. The Abundance Whisperer, Christy Earnshaw, is my guest for today's show. Christy believes that personal items that don't carry love energy are considered clutter and can be blocking new abundance from coming into people's lives. She specializes in helping her clients raise the love energy in their home to make it easier to welcome their new good. Christy discusses intentions and gives unique spiritual tools to instantly raise the energy of homes and offices of her clients. Christy has had her business for 10 years and works locally and internationally by using Skype. To connect with Christy Earnshaw online, please visit her website, theabundancewhisperer.com. Welcome, Christy.
Hi, Margot. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back on my show. It was really fun having you on in March, and I really, really enjoyed that, and I've enjoyed getting to know you through Facebook, thanks to the Hay House World Summit group, and it was really, really fun getting to meet you in person.
I know, that was a
down
good time.
In L.A., so, you know, it just, I just have to say that your energy and the way it feels to be with you is just so incredibly positive and fun, and I had such a great time visiting with you in person, and I just want everybody out there to know that you are the real thing, and that when, you know, what they see on Facebook is what you really are like, and it's just so cool that that's true. And
well, thank you, Margo. Yeah, I just love meeting you as well.
Yeah, it was really a fun time for me, and it got me so re-inspired to talk to you more in depth about the abundance whispering for your clients. And where do I want to start? First of all, in case people haven't listened before, do you want to tell just a little bit about the Abundance Whispering and what you do?
Yes. So since I was a kid, I've been able to feel energy around me when I was, you know, in a room. And it's basically I can intuitively read the energy of people's personal items. And I get, you know, I work with the Angels of Abundance, and they tell me intuitively what is either helping or blocking the new abundance from coming into that person's life. So I can work in the most immaculate homes. Looks like there's zero clutter, but there are blocks. So it's really about the emotional attachment between the person and their item. So they can be very unaware that's even blocking them in certain areas of their life, or like relationships, health, business, or money.
So now for abundance, that being a little different than the word prosperity, abundance can be more than just money, right?
Yes. Abundance just means increase. So that could be, like I was mentioning before, increase in better quality relationships, increase in business, you know, increase in health. Everyone wants optimal health, and sometimes our body becomes blocked. So we unintentionally, our items in our home could be affecting us because we're energy. Everything we own is energy, so everything we own is actually an extension of our energy. That's why it's really important to really only have the love energy in our homes.
And before you had told me that to ask not do I need this, and only to ask do I love this. Can you talk a little bit about that briefly? Because I think that's a really important and really interesting thing that I'd only heard from you.
Yes, I mean, that's one of the questions I got from the Angels of Abundance to use in Abundance Whispering session. Do I love it? It's one of the main questions. It's one of the main metaphysical tools I give my clients, because according to the angels, if we don't love it, it has no business being in our home. It is not the highest vibration of energy. But if we ask, do I need it? Guess what? We're going to come up with 10 reasons why we might need it in the future. That's why saying if we need it, it's really a projection of if we need it in the future, and that actually comes out of fear instead of love.
Okay, and so that's what you were going to talk to us a little bit about that today, about the energies of fear and guilt and how we can get those out of our vibration.
So we all feel fear, but the thing is, when we're keeping something out of fear, that's the opposite mm-hmm. of love. So if we want to really bring in our new abundance, we want to have increase in a certain area of our life, it's really important to release the items we're keeping out of fear, guilt, or obligation. So an example could be keeping something that, you know, a relative gives us. It's like, well, you know, this is a nice present. They gave it to us, but we don't love it. So mm-hmm. it's just, we're just keeping it out of guilt. And we have the guilt energy. That's the opposite of love. And then it's harder for us to create and manifest.
And so I think what I'm hearing also is that by keeping these things just because we feel guilty, it's not going to ever make us feel good or help us attract good things into our life. So it really is not doing any good to keep those things because it's actually blocking more good coming
exactly.
into our life.
Exactly. I mean, one example that comes to mind with that is, you know, one lady I worked with, and we were going through her kitchen, and she had these plates that had a chicken design on them. And I said, what's going on with these chicken plates? And she's like, well, my mom gave them to me. And she had passed. So she was actually keeping them out of guilt. I'm like, well, do you love them? She's like, no, they're heinous. Mm-hmm. Do you eat off them? No, no way. But I asked her, you know, do you have other sentimental items from the mom? And she's like, yeah, I got jewelry. I got clothes. And I just made the suggestion, why don't you keep your top sentimental items that make you feel good from your mom and release these chicken plates. You know, someone else who collects chickens would probably love them. So, you know, after I leave the house, she's literally packing those chicken plates to go to a charity. And when she did her check-in a week later, she, you know, mentioned, she's like, oh my goodness, she actually attracted a free trip to Spain.
That is such a cool story. And I can really vividly picture the chickens on the plates. And it's so true. I mean,
we
all do inherit things and get given
yeah.
things that, you know, mm-hmm. aren't necessarily our personal taste. And keeping them, like you said, it not only takes up space, but it's also the energy that has. That guilt energy. And it seems to me that would be true of buying books or clothes that you don't wear or books you don't read, things that you don't use at all and don't love, right? So, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, does it sometimes take longer for some clients to receive their new abundance than others? And if so, why do you think that is?
Well, definitely. See, the thing is when, you know, someone hires me, and, you know, they hear the abundance whisper and they hear stories that people are receiving this good within a couple hours or the same day, which it definitely has happened. I mean, I can give you a couple examples of that. But the reason is because it's all about divine timing. We don't know when it's going to be coming in, okay? But we want
mm-hmm.
our job is to be willing to release what we no longer love. That's just
mm-hmm.
our job. Let the universe take care of when our new good comes in. Now, example of that is one client I had that I did her abundance whispering, but then I went back and did prosperity projects with her. That's what I call spiritual decluttering. I helped her go through a garage for 6 hours, and we released at the highest spiritual level. And, you know, I leave the house. We get all of her donations ready. We get things ready for the dumpster, and I leave. And within a half hour, she texts me. She's like, oh, my goodness, I just got an email from this, you know, from where she interviewed. She had been unemployed for a year and a half, and she
mm-hmm.
had interviewed with this company for, you know, 2 or 3 times, but she actually got accepted to work for a job making $10,000 a month and full benefits. And she had been unemployed for a year and a half. So that happened
wow.
literally within a half hour. And then another client I did abundance whispering for, and she wanted to do her prosperity projects on her own. And through the month, you know, she was feeling good, and little things would happen, but nothing major. But then
mm-hmm.
I get a message 6 months later. She's like, oh, my goodness. She was going to go to Israel for a month. And, you know, I think she was only going to get a week of vacation pay. But before she went, her boss asked her in, and he's like, what? We decided we're going to give you a full month of vacation pay. So relax on your, you know, relax on your trip. And she's like, oh, my goodness. And she felt that resulted from the work that we did, but her new good had to wait, because if she would have received that money 6 months prior, you know, to take care of those bills, it would have been spent. So it's all about divine timing. That came in 6 months later, but like I said, if she would have received it earlier, it would have taken care of the bills at that moment.
Wow. You know, I'm a firm believer in divine timing, and I'm constantly talking with my clients, my coaching clients, about it too, because it's such an important thing for us to remember that we need to do our part. There's a lot of other parts that the universe has to handle in order for things to work out, and they only do work out when it's in divine timing. So that's, I think, a really, really important thing that people need to be aware of. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Thank you. Yeah, it is. It's there. It's not up to us to decide what time it comes in. We just have to be willing to release at a high spiritual level and be ready to welcome it in, you know, when the universe wants to bring it into us.
And it seems to me that releasing all of these things that don't have love energy would also, and working with you, would be a process also of where you're getting a lot more clarity on what really matters to you and what you do love and what you do want to have come into your life.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's amazing when I do, like, my new service, Abundance Whispering for Your Soul, we're on the phone and the client is looking around their house as we're talking about, you know, as I'm giving them the tools, the metaphysical tools, to start asking their personal items, and we talk about, do I love it? So they're looking around and they're all like, oh my goodness, most of my stuff I do not love. And the thing is, Margo, we could have loved it a month before, a year before, 5 years before. That's fine, though. It's all about this present moment. Do you love it now? That's the power. If you love it now, keep it. If you do not, you're just releasing it for someone else to love. That's all you're doing. So the universe can bring you in what you currently love. It's just a flow. It's just a flow of energy.
Yeah, it also reminds me of, too, like if you're holding on to things, the visual of if you're holding on to things, you can't pick up something new, you know. And so by being willing to give away and donate those things that don't have the love energy for you but that someone else might really enjoy, that's like shifting the energy where you're not only not feeling guilty, but you'd be feeling proud of yourself and feeling good about it, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really directly affects our energy, because once we start releasing the items in our home, that guilt, fear, or obligation, it really does help us feel more joyful. We feel better because it's almost like a release of our energy. And when someone else receives it, to them, it's brand new. It's like, oh my goodness, look at this fine, you know, look what I found at the Salvation Army. They're super excited. So really, Margo, it's just a redistributing your good to someone else so you can receive the new good. It's just the energy has to flow. It just has to flow. So when it flows out, it has to flow back in. But if we keep stuff or we hoard it out of fear of guilt, we're literally blocking the new good that's trying to come into us.
That makes so much sense to me, and it's just, I really love the way you describe it and the way you talk about it. Now, I heard one of your Abundance Whispering clients got way more than she expected after putting out intentions in the beginning of the session, and something that may have looked bad but got turned around for the better. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I love the story because, you know, people go in, and what I do is, you know, we talk about intentions in the very beginning, so I have them put out their top three intentions, and one of them was just to do her life purpose. That's where a lot of us are right now. And she was in a regular 9-to-5 job, you know, paying her bills and all that. But so, you know, we had her Abundance Whispering session, and she did her, you know, she started doing the prosperity projects I suggested. And for her, she actually, I think it's a week or 2 weeks later, she actually got released from that job. Now, a lot of people are like, oh my goodness, she got fired after her session. But this is the thing, the universe will take care of something like this in order for us to move into something better. So she got released from that job, decided to put her house on the market, got a contract 3 days later, moved to another state, got a part-time job, and in an area where she can actually start building her business, her new business, And now she's doing her dream business in the very beginning stages. So she has so much positive change happen right after, but it was like, you know, it was the house, the money, the job, and now she's actually able to move into her new life purpose. So, yeah, I just love that because she had so much positive change happen after she got fired from her job, but she had to be relieved, you know, in order to move into her new job or her new good.
And she must have been ready for it too, though. I mean, that might sound kind of overwhelming to some other people. So, you know, for some people that might seem like too much change, but for her, I guess it was the right amount and divine timing.
Well, it's not, this is the thing. Actually, what's really funny is we fear change, and actually change is the only thing that's constant, you know, in our lives. We fear it, but we want the positive change to come in. So it's kind of like the teeter-totter of it. But for her, she actually, it was just an unfoldment, Margo. So she had the intention, like, I want to be doing my life purpose. So she did her prosperity projects, really opened up the energy for that to come in. Now the unfoldment was she's released from her job. Then she's guided to put her house on the market. Since she was doing so much high spiritual releasing, her house was ready to go. And she got a fast bid for it because the energy was ready from doing all of her prosperity projects. So none of this was, she didn't see any of this, you know, happening, but it was just a slow unfoldment of the universe taking care of her needs, putting her where she needs to be. So, yeah, that's an extreme example, but she's in such a great place now, and that's the point. It's just getting into a better place.
That's really cool. That's really cool. And it must feel wonderful to you to be able to help people do things like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just, I love the transformation of it all. For me, it's just reconnecting them to the source of true abundance, whatever they call that, God, universe, spirit. But it's really always there, and we just temporarily get disconnected from it. So I'm just there as to open it up, you know, for it to come in easier. Because people, when you're in your items that you're emotionally attached to, it's very hard to see outside that. You're like, I don't know why I'm stuck in my work, or I can't get a long-term relationship. You can't see it because you're in it. So that's why someone like me or an outside source that comes in and can see things differently is like, why don't you try this? Why don't you do this? You know, it can really just shift their perspective enough for the new energy to roll in.
That makes sense. I mean, there's that saying that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting to get different results.
Exactly.
And part of the problem is that when people aren't willing to ask someone else to help them do it, then they're going to just keep going around like a hamster on a wheel, you know, going around with the same thoughts, same feelings, same actions, and the same results over and over again.
That's it. That's what happens. And we all do it. We all try to figure it out on our own for months, years, and then finally we break down. It's like, maybe I should bring someone else in to help me unblock, and then we're ready. We're ready for it.
That's so true. Now, do you have a service that caters to the unemployed, disabled, or those who are on tight budgets? I'm sure there's a lot of people who need your services, but they don't have the they say they don't have the money right now. So
yes, exactly. And this is why I'm very excited for this new service. It's called Abundance Whispering for Your Soul. And before I had it as a follow-up service, so really only my Abundance Whispering clients knew about it if they needed to talk things out over the phone. You know, they had some resistance in certain areas or something was going on in their life. But now I actually just got an intuitive message to make it a mini Abundance Whispering service, because I do have a list of people who've been waiting to work with me, but they're between jobs, they're on a very tight budget, so it's like a catch-22. They need someone like me to help them, but they cannot, you know, budget it in. So Abundance Whispering for Your Soul is just 1 hour over the phone. It's $75. Most people can budget that in, and it really gets them going because I can still give them the basic metaphysical tools I give in a regular session, and we focus on a few points of resistance. And, I mean, one of my favorite stories from that is when I put out the news about that new service, and I work with a lady who just wanted me to help her sell her house. She's like, I have a home in Lake Arrowhead, and it's draining our money, it's draining our energy. And she had been having trouble with a couple she had an old realtor, and then, you know, it was like on and off the market, and it was just a drain. So I, you know, we had her session, the Abundance Whispering for Your Soul, and I gave her the metaphysical tools, but she showed me a couple pictures of the house, and certain things stuck out. So I gave her the suggestions, and she actually, right after the session, you know, told her realtor about it, and the next day, that house was sold.
Holy cow. You know,
so
we're talking about things happening
in
divine timing, and one of the things that is occurring to me is that divine timing might actually be faster than what you expect, too, not just slower.
Well, I was pretty amazed because, you know, I've worked, you know, I've done Abundance Whispering for Your Business with a realtor, and we went in and, you know, I got some certain ideas for her because every session is very different, just according to the clients and if it's their business. But with her, you know, we actually, you know, she got a listing that day and then sold a house in a week. And I thought that was fast, but I was really amazed when this lady used Abundance Whispering for Your Soul. Because I'm like, you know, we'll try these mini sessions and see how they are. And they're just as powerful. And I think they're just perfect for people who just cannot put in a regular session right now. They can work up to a regular session because I would love to go through their whole house. But at least this way they can get started on a few areas they're blocked in at this moment.
I think that's a really great service that you've added in there, too, because, you know, for some people, they probably have so much stuff to release in their house that they would feel like it would cost them thousands of hours in order to do
Margo,
it. So, you know.
But this is the thing, Margo. When I do Abundance Whispering, not just one session, they have the option if they want me to do prosperity projects with them afterwards. I actually give them the tools to do it on their own. So it never costs anyone thousands of dollars. It only costs them for the one session, and some clients like to have other people help them, but it's all about getting them the best help. If it's me, if it's a neighbor, if it's a relative, it doesn't have to cost them more than the session. So it's all about people having the courage to reach out to someone and say, I need help, maybe have an Abundance Whispering session. But then they have, it's all about teaching them, Margo, how to do it themselves, giving them a new, fresh perspective. So it never costs anyone past the cost of the initial session. Just certain clients like the support after if they want me or a professional to help them actually do their spiritual decluttering. So, yeah, so I think, that's funny that people will stop because they think, oh, this will cost me and this will, and then they don't do anything. And guess what? It's really costing them a lot in their energy, you know, and their time.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, when they're trying to figure out themselves and then nothing gets done at all.
That's so true. I know it's true with regular coaching, too, that, you know, sometimes people just need to talk to someone that they can get a different perspective and get some tools to use and look at it in a different way. And it sounds like it's real similar with what you do, is that you can, you know, they don't have to come all the time, and they could come back when they feel like they need to or want to as well.
Yeah, it's a support system. But to me, one session, my clients can tell you, they get going. They're like almost going in the session. And so it's really about, you change your perspective on something and everything changes, you see. So they can decide, oh, I need support. So I would say some people like to be like, okay, I need Christy in this heavy resistance area. You know, like maybe it's their closet or their basement. They can handle the other area. So it's all about, you know, starting. It's all about taking the first step. You know, if you're willing to release, if you're willing to bring in someone from the outside to help you get going, that's all you need. That's enough. One session, that's enough to get going. And then you can decide if you want follow-up sessions or you need continual help. But it's really about having the courage to bring in someone else to help you when you're just blocked and you just can't figure it out on your own.
And, you know, I think that's an important point about it, too, is about the courage to ask for help, to bring someone else in, because I think we're all so used to feeling like we need to do everything ourselves and that if we don't, that something's wrong. But the courage to ask somebody for help when you need it, that's a really important thing. And I think the universe also listens to that when you're asking for help and going, you know, they're really serious. They really want to take these changes.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in that boat. I was trying to figure out things, I think, for 4 years, and I couldn't get past a 3-month relationship. I couldn't get out a waitressing job. I'm like, maybe I should take a workshop. Maybe I should bring in someone else. And once I did, everything changed. I'm like, ah. And you always think, I should have hired this person earlier. I should have taken this workshop before. But you don't do it until you almost try it by yourself, you know, for a long time. And then you finally just throw in the towel. I'm like, okay, I can't figure it out. But yeah, you're right. It does take courage. And I always love, you know, working with a new client because it's just exciting because I know there's going to be transformation for the good. It's just how it is because just making the step and making the phone call, making the appointment, they're already going into the energy of positive change. It's already happening even before the session.
Yeah, they've already decided that they want to change and that it's important enough to them. Wow, the time is going by really fast, and we're almost out of time, so I need to mention that next week on Wednesday, July 22nd, 2015, my guest will be Shiloh Hobel, and we'll be talking about how she's living her music through singing, writing songs, and being part of the West Coast Songwriters. And I'm also going to play a song by her during the show. And people can sign up on my website, margojoydenator.com, to receive my weekly Live Your Music messages that have links for the shows and shows have been on. And yeah, my email will come out today, this afternoon, in fact, with you in it, Christy.
Yay!
And so you can forward it to your friends, and the other people that want to can forward it to their friends so that they can listen to you on the show. We have just under 3 minutes left. What would you really like to tell our audience right now?
That it's just never too late to start, releasing at a high level, even if they do not, you know, even if abundance listening wasn't calling them. I would say jump and find a drawer to go through, find a shelf, because it's all about releasing this energy, opening up your own consciousness. I want the listeners to realize that anything they don't love in their home is like clouds in consciousness. So once they start releasing things they don't love anymore, it's like it's opening up the clouds. It's kind of like, you know, when it's a cloudy day and we forget the sun's even there until the clouds start to part. And then when the clouds in your consciousness start to part, then it's like your direct link to source is coming in. It's, you can hear your intuition so much more clear. So I would say I would want everyone to start with an area today or tomorrow. Just look around your room. What can I jump into? Just to start opening up the energy, what can I bless others with? Really look at what your items that you don't love anymore. You're actually blessing someone else with those, you know. So I would just encourage everyone to jump in an area. You know, it takes maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but this begins the process. You're showing the universe, you're showing your angels, you're willing to release, see where that opens up, and then go from there.
That's perfect. And then I also always like to ask these questions toward the end of the show. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, and to live your music. Enjoy your time on this beautiful planet. And Christy, you're definitely living your music and you're helping other people live theirs by helping them with their prosperity and abundance and clearing the energy. And I'm so thankful that I've gotten to know you, and I'm glad to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you, Margaret, for having me. This is a lot of fun.
It's important, and you are fun. So I want everybody to know that if they book a session with you, it's definitely going to be fun. And
that's right.
Fun releasing. Yes. Well, bye for now, everyone. I'll be back next week. Thank you again, Christy. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Bye.
Bye.